Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, internationally, but in any country in the world. By the click of a button, discover what the world has to say. Now, let me give you an update on what's happening in Chi-Town, weather-wise. It's cold. Yes, we did have quite a snowfall yesterday. But it looks as though it's a clear day today, but the temperatures are freezing. Now, this week, oh, by the way, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And darlings, on the 11th, oh, the show is archived. Log on, blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And click on March 11th. I did a recap of the climb, the fight for air climb with the American Lung Association. And I have to tell you, the good news is that my time is official. And I'm going to do another emailing on that. And it makes sense. I now know. And then I'm going to share with you some of the things that I changed prior to the climb, even months before the climb. But now imagine, in 2013, I did that same climb in 24 minutes. On the 9th, I did it in 9 minutes and 9 seconds. And the wave time that I was in, wave 9, was at 8:20. That doesn't mean that you start climbing at 8:20. I didn't start climbing until 8:43. And I had the electronic chip on my shoe that will gauge the time to make sure that there aren't any boo-boos. I finished at 8:33, which was 9 minutes. So that would put me in the time slot of Judy seeing me coming down the escalator at 9:05. When you finish the climb, you have to go and they take off your chip, and then you have to go through a labyrinth of hallways and whatever, finally get to the elevator. And Judy looked up and said, "Oh my goodness, you're done already?" And I said, "Yeah, gee, I wonder what my time was." And I went to the electronic timer, and that was down. And I thought, okay, I'll just have to wait until Monday. And we talked about it. I was on the air with WGN. I'm going to be on again this Sunday. At least I'm going to call and see if they'll let me share with you what I need to share with the world. Now, last year, I was celebrating the wonderful age of 79. On October 15th, 2013, I celebrated my 80th year climbing higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter. We're still celebrating. I'm a year older. And you know, according to Americans, their theory, they have this pandemic hold on youth, which is great. But ages 60 to 85, paving the future. Now, how many at the age of 80 are climbing? Tell me your story. Call me at 347-637-3789. Email your story to me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913. And then if you want to write to me, oh, I gave that to you. If you want to talk to me up close and personal, it is 847-882-8717. Log on, Kathy Watson Speaks, and click on all of the buttons. And you want to get a hold of the ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. You'll want to do that. And read my secrets. You know, it's, what's in it for you? A quality of life that that's eluding you. How much does it cost? The ebook is under $5. How long will it take? It depends on you, your passion, your desire. Where's the proof? I'm the proof. I am the proof because you see, darlings, today's show is your greatest investment, and that means you. Your greatest investment is you. So on Monday the 11th, we did the climb. On the 12th, we talked about just don't sit there. Research shows too much inactivity is bad for your heart. What is it going to take? What is it going to take for you to get the aha that you're the driver of your life? And you're going to follow your path, no one else's. And today, your greatest investment. And tomorrow at 6:30 a.m., you're going to change how you eat. We deny ourselves nothing. You all know I came from an immigrant background. My mother was a great nutritionist. My father's work ethic, second to none. But we only ate healthy food. You see, I'm not a sweetie. I don't have a sweet tooth. Oh, maybe a little chocolate every once in a while. But, oh, put me in a macadamia nut factory and I'll eat the whole damn thing. But no, I've switched from macadamia to Brazil nuts, and we eat a lot of almonds. Our diet is Mediterranean. I eat everything. No, I won't eat sushi. That I will not do. Like I won't run a marathon. We have our cocktails every evening. You know, to sit down. I didn't say we drank the whole jug. I didn't say I ate the whole cow. And I alternate our menu. Now, Saturday night before the climb, we had pasta, spaghetti, and it was cooked al dente. And in the frying pan, an iron skillet, I poured in olive oil, and the Silver Fox chopped up a whole bunch of fresh garlic. And you just drop in, bring it to, put it on the burner, put it on high, put in a couple of the garlic buds, and when it starts to sizzle, take it off the burner and then throw in the rest. You don't want to burn the garlic. Now, after the pasta, the spaghetti, whatever you want to call it, has been drained, you add this olive oil and garlic. Now, put it in a casserole dish. Now, in another pan, you see, I used to do just asparagus, but I decided I love the stir fry. So one day, I emptied the stir fry into the pan and let it cook for al dente, didn't overcook it. I added it to the spaghetti and then the fresh shrimp, cooked shrimp. Oh, bon appetit. Now, this time, I added tons of garlic. Not garlic, along with the garlic asparagus. And then the Parmesan cheese and served it with a French roll and tossed salad. Creamy garlic on my salad dressing. And no, I don't sting from garlic because all of it is odor-free. Now that's what I did Saturday night before the climb. Now, let me give you the information one more time. Call in 347-637-3789. Log on Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. write to me at Post Office Box 95913. 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, CathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons and get the ebook. It will. And you're going to take baby steps. This isn't like a New Year's resolution. Hey, I'm going to do everything right away, which I know you won't. Because change is difficult for a lot of people. You need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change, and can you do it? Or are you going to lead the lackluster life? You're not going to invest in you. Oh, and you think that if you have enough money, if you have poor health, it's going to make you healthier? Man, you sure inhaled. Starts from the minute you're aware that you're in control, you're in charge of your body and your mind. Because you see, the body and the mind don't age. We do. By our choices. By our choices. Now, when you woke up this morning, did you take time to do a nice big cat stretch? Don't jump out of bed. The body and the brain and the heart have been sleeping. My dear friend, who's 93, I guess there's some things that she's just not going to learn. She jumped out of bed not too long ago and passed out. The brain didn't get the oxygen that it needed. No, what are you in a hurry for? You don't have to turn on the radio or read the newspaper. The only thing you're going to turn on is Blog Talk Radio and listen to the shows that are inspiring, that are encouraging, that give you the incentive to never let go of that fire in the belly desire to make a difference, not only in your life, but in your world. You see, if there is to be a different world, if there is to be a better world, it has to begin with each individual. If there is to be peace in the world, it has to be with each individual. You and you and you and you and you. And you can't do that until you really have a high regard of yourself. It's just not going to happen. If you truly don't love all of you, it just isn't going to happen. If you don't love you and you're alone, don't expect to love someone when you're together because you can't. I know years ago, when I wrote the whole thing, the Exciting Woman Program, I said that self-praise stunk. It stinks. No, it doesn't. I changed that. I went back. I have it on the original paper that I wrote it about 40 years ago or 45 years ago. It resonates today. I was way ahead of my time. And you see, it's okay for me to say that because it's the truth. I was chosen. I am going to lead all of you, I don't care what your age is, to really feel good about yourself. And that's what you're going to find out in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. No costly equipment to purchase. Once you've learned my methods and techniques, they're yours for life. And then let me I'll walk you through it. You have my number, 847-882-8717. So, today's show is about investing in you. Now, look in the mirror. Come on, look in the mirror. How do you look? Do you look good? If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Is your life a joy? Are you a joy to live with? Can you truly live each day to the fullest? And did you plan your day this morning on how it was going to go? Or are you living through the eyes and the creed of someone else? You see, time is your life. If you're giving the time to another person, they're your God. They own you. they own you. Now, you know, human beings, we're tactile. Oh, I loved Leo Buscaglia. He passed away. Oh, he was, move over Shakespeare, he was the god of love and embracing and just loving each other for the sake of love. Love is the grandest healing and the drawing power on earth. All creatures are the same essence, the same power, the same one, and nothing else. Stop and think about it. We all have eyes, ears, nose. I'm talking about globally. I'm talking about the whole world. We're all the same. We have a heart. We have lungs. We have liver. We have kidneys. We have adrenals. We have a bladder, esophagus. We have a brain. Now, the only thing that separates us is our thinking. Thoughts are more than things. They are the cause of things. What are you causing in your life? How many times do I have to tell you? You have to invest in you. Forget about anyone else. You're unique because there isn't anyone like you in the world. Steve Jobs, I just loved his mantra. What are you wasting your time living your life through someone else's dictates? The negative Nellies, the naysayers, the dream stealers, get the book, The Celestine Prophecy, and read the third insight. There are people that are just nasty and jealous. And they're going to make sure that you don't enjoy a quality of life that eluded them because of their choices. You know that your greatest freedom is that of choice, and either going to come back to embrace you or bite you in the butt. And forget about what you learned as a little child, as a little boy and girl. You are unique and you are loved. Know that you're loved. I don't care what anyone says to you. When I hug John William, he's 13 years old now, and his eyes roll to the heavens, all he ever heard that I whisper in his ear, you are loved. You are brilliant. Oh, you're such a handsome young man. And you're so good. You have pure intent. And Grammy and Poppy love you. I started that when I held him for the very first time. So you see, don't do this to the little children because they'll always remember. From the ages, from the minute they're born until 7, 8, or 9, they'll remember everything. Yeah. So what is your self-talk? How are you investing in you and your self-talk, telling yourself how simply marvelous you are? You're amazing. Look in the mirror and believe it. Get your pen and pad out and write down blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And I want you to listen to this show when you're down and out, when you don't have a belief in you. Well, what do you think you're doing on this planet Earth? You're all divine human beings. I don't care what your choices are. I don't even have to know them. And I don't want to. All you need to know is that you have a power to change. You don't have to take quantum leaps. You're going to take baby steps. So look at your palette of life today. What have you invested in you that you ain't too crazy about? Well, maybe it's a little niche here, a little niche there. You could erase it and put in the good stuff. Because before we could have a world that's in unity, in love and harmony, it ain't going to happen until it starts with you. Do you remember December 24? One of the casualties of the tsunami was a 600-pound baby hippo. The waves had separated the hippo from his pod, and stranded him on a coral reef. Villagers in a nearby town of Kenya managed to rescue the tired, frightened animal who would have died if left in salt water for too long. Oh, he was too young to survive on his own. He was just a baby. Villagers delivered the hippo named Owen, nicknamed Owen, to a local animal sanctuary. When the exhausted, weak little hippo scrambled out of the pickup truck, he headed straight for a 130-year-old giant tortoise named Mizi, who hissed and crawled away. Undaunted, Owen, the baby hippo, persisted in befriending Mizi, and by morning, the two were nestled together. Mizi, the tortoise, taught Owen, the hippo, how to eat. If the hippo wandered off, Mizi followed. Oh, and the two animals became inseparable, swimming, eating, drinking, and sleeping next to one another. The pairing baffled wildlife experts who couldn't figure out why a reptile and a mammal would form this kind of bond. A big 130-pound tortoise and a baby hippo. Well, not everyone was baffled by it. It illustrates the truth that no matter how different we appear to be on the outside, in form and personality, we are the same inside. We're human beings. We need to be acknowledged. We need to be recognized. We need to be hugged. We need to be told that we're loved. But do you tell people that you love them? Are you a joy to live with? Now, we all want the same basic things, not the least of which is to love and to be loved. But we need each other. It is our sameness that allows our unity to be understood, embraced, honored, and expressed. I'm thinking of the jihad in the Al-Qaeda. And they do all of their evil things in the name of Allah. I guess they aren't intelligent enough to understand about karma. What you put out there is exactly what you will get. What you put out there is exactly what you will get back. The mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your dreams, your thoughts, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? What are you thinking right now? Get your pen and pad out and tell me, what are you thinking right now? Actions speak loudly. Or do you react? Are you an action taker and say, I truly understand what Kathy is talking about, and I'm extrapolating all of this wisdom from prophets, from higher powers, from Buddha? It may sound as though I'm ecumenical, but I do have my belief. But you see, I have a great respect for everyone else's belief. So what is your greatest investment? It's you. And I often find, why is it so difficult for some men and women, for some people, that they truly can't, because they have such an ugly feeling thinking about themselves. Because you always get a return on your investment. And it doesn't always have to be your money. It's your life. George Bernard Shaw said, the possibilities are numerous once we decide to act and not react. Now, this is a true story. Oh, well, yes, Kathy, yes, but I can't invest in me because, you see, I've had tragedy in my life. Oh, yes, but, Kathy, the time isn't right. When I find my soulmate, I'll truly begin to embrace investing in me because, you see, right now I'm just too busy looking for my soulmate. Hey, you're too busy going nowhere. The earthquake in Haiti could have been a dream-shattering one for 31-year-old. His name is George. For 3 days, he was trapped under jagged rubble after the quake flattened his apartment building. When he was finally rescued, doctors had to amputate his right leg just below his knee. What was his occupation at that time? Professional dancer. His occupation now? Professional dancer. Right after the disaster, he didn't think he would be able to dance again. He soon discovered that this was his flawed thinking. You either can or you can't. Either way, you're right. Did you watch the Paralympics? The kids without any legs below the knees on boards playing hockey? Doctors sent him to Israel for surgery and rehabilitation. Now, with a prosthetic leg, he is part of a Latin dance company and teaches dance classes. With our technologies today, we're in this era. You can do anything you want, only if you get out of your bloated way. Now, he could have let the amputation keep him from doing what he loved to do. He could have succumbed to Haitian attitudes that scorned people with disabilities as misfits. How could you be a misfit? It wasn't your doing. It was an act of nature. He didn't let any of that bother him. He set new goals for himself. A friend told reporters that while some people stay in the same place and can't do anything, George is always thinking of where he's going and what he'll do next. So he has an artificial leg. That's the Olympic mindset. But it doesn't have to be just in sports. It could be in anything. The challenge in any given situation is deciding whether to act or react, to jump into victimhood or act from a place of awareness, knowing that from any given situation, good can unfold when we embrace it. Why? Why can't you dance? You have to have a shift in your perception. You see, your attitude has all to do with determining the kind of experiences that come to you. If it's a love attitude, it brings harmony. And a fear attitude of confusion or anxiety. What do you do when you're confronted with a challenge that may change your life? That when you embrace that challenge, you've made the greatest investment in the whole world. Or do you throw in the towel and give in? When you consciously shift to I can, yes, I'm going to do it, you're accepting the unlimited possibilities for good. Don't you know that it's all in the brain, in the brain, in the brain? Your thoughts are not just things. They are the result of things. Your intensity, your perseverance, your determination. So you want a return on your investment. And we're talking about your life. No one else's. It's your life. It's not rocket science. Right now, pick up the mirror. What do you see? Say hello to the creator of your life. You. No one else. You. You know you are special. But today I want you to write down what your strengths are. And then, what are your weaknesses? And are you willing to work on your weaknesses? Don't you get a thrill when you truly believe in yourself and you're staying focused and you're not taking giant steps? You're just taking a teeny tiny baby step. That's your investment in you. I invest in me every time I climb. Climbers come from far and near. They come from all backgrounds, all ethnicities, short and tall, age 7 to 80, a tribute to determination, no easy task. They come to challenge themselves to fulfill a commitment to pay homage to those who paid a tragic price to smoke their last cigarette. Oh, I climbed. I conquered. The view from the top is inexplicable, the rush undeniable. The conquest, a tribute to perseverance, determination. And I'll keep climbing till I see you at the top, and thank you so much for all of you that send your energy. You are the wind beneath my wings. Why do I climb? I climb for those who can't, and I climb for me because I can. And you could still sponsor my climb by sending a donation to the American Lung Association, Fight for Air Climb, 55 West Wacker Drive, Suite 800, Chicago, Illinois, 60601. Or you could email events@lung.org. Or you could telephone 312-781-1100. I'll be there 2015. Will I see you at the top? And yes, it's official. I shaved 15 minutes off my time. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You're invited to call in 347-637-3789. Now, when you're on my website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, scroll down and click on Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. And they came together to sponsor this public service announcement. They felt that it was so important. So we're going to just do a little sidebar. We're going to just let your investments sit there while you think about it. Now let's talk about seniors beware, ages 50 on up to 89. It's pandemic, con and scam artists exposed. Oh, they're pros. They know how to sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem. Companionship for lonely hearts. Hey, you won the sweepstakes again. I got another letter that I won $3 million. But to process it, I needed to send them 20. Do you have any idea how many of you are being bilked out of the money you earned the old-fashioned way you worked for it? You see, the scammers know what you want, to feel secure, to feel needed, to be loved and valued. The older we get, the more we need peace of mind. No, age has nothing to do with it, because based on reports, victims who are 55 plus lose $3 billion a year, but the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. Thank you, ARP Magazine, the foundation. The Fraud Fighter Hotline is 800-646-2283. Hang up. Don't give them any information. Call the police. Call the family. Call the hotline, 800-646-2283. You can't really make me believe that you fall for it. Now, if you truly won something, wouldn't there be a big hoopla? Wouldn't there be a band of people coming to your door forewarning you that we're going to show up at 11 o'clock with cameras, so be dressed, you've won the lottery. And that one that I actually got an authentic check came through five countries before it got to me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Live Talk Radio, on Blog Talk Radio. Do you want to be part of the Live with Kathy consortium? Sure you do. But this is what you do. I don't know if you have a product. I don't know if you have a service. Honey, I know nothing about you. So you have to email me at Kathy Studio. Oh, 817. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Or you could call me at 847-882-8717 and say, yes, tell me the details. How do I get to be a partner with you on radio? You see, radio is a strong communicator reaching out with frequency, but it is a dynamic marketing tool. I'm working with you. I'm developing your radio personality, your persona. And if you think that the floodgates are going to open, save your money, I don't want it. I don't want to be annoyed. I don't know. Advertise whatever way you want, but you won't be on my show. Because you see, it's a 10-week contract. I work with you on your infomercial. I help develop it, and then I put you on the air. You're invited to be a co-host, to actually co-host one of my shows. And then you listen to it. And then you ask yourself, after hearing yourself on radio, hey, was I dynamic? Was I convincing? Do they believe me? And then you and I chat, and we tweak whatever has to be tweaked. And then you email the whole world and share the good news that I was live with Kathy as a co-host, and give the date, and everyone gets to hear you. And it's so affordable. Hey, we're living longer, and as the population ages, the need for what you have, your product, your service, your invention, I don't know what it is, grows and grows and grows. So Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers, District Council of Chicago, and Vicinity. And together, our mission, you see, I married an iron worker. And I cover the world of classical ballet and haute couture. So what we want to do together is for all of you to recognize the iron workers as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. And it's in my CD, Ironworkers with a Noble Profession. There is not a building, a bridge, or a road, a stairwell would not exist, a facade, I don't care what it is, without ironworkers. And I used Aaron Copland's Fanfare to a Common Man, bombastic dynamic. Then I segued into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. And they both have studied years and years and years and years and years in the art of ballet. And that's on a CD that you could get by calling or emailing Kathy Watson. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents. I love to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. I'm all for higher education. If iron working isn't for you, go on to college. But don't waste the money. Invest in you. Or do you want to invest in a 4-year apprentices program with iron workers? You have to qualify, so you log on ironworkers.org and see if this is what you want. But after 4 years, you don't have tuition to pay. Your health care is there. And your pension is there, and it goes with you everywhere you go. Worldwide, it's yours. Ironworkers.org. When we talked about the PSA, about being scammed, you're on this earth today, 2014, because obviously God thought you had a brain cell working. Oh, listen, I know there are those of you, the gassy old geezers. Oh, who can't think she is? I'm going to do it my way. I've been doing it this way for 60, 70 years. Ain't no way I'm going to change. Oh, I acknowledge you. And I also release you to your highest good because you ain't going to be in my life. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. That's fine. Just stay there. Run with the herd. Do not attempt to soar with the eagles because the mindset isn't there. So you retired. What did you retire to? How are you investing in you? Now, this is mind and body, your choices. Are you investing in your body to move your body so that your brain gets the oxygen that it needs? Oh, well, I live alone. Okay, so many people live alone. If you can't be comfortable loving yourself, living alone, you won't be able to love anyone else, even though you're together. Well, I don't drive. Oh, cut the crap. There are any number of organizations that will come and get you coming and going. Call the Park District. Hoffman Estates Park District, I worked out today. It was euphoric. They're the 29 national, they won the gold medal in 29 for being the Dom Perignon. Enrique Cuff is the 50-plus director of the consortium. They'll come and get you. You're bored and lonely by choice. Log on heparks.org. Let me tell you something very quickly. Let me give you a powerful visual. This is from the Chicago Tribune on 27. This is from a doctor, Dr. Lodge, and he wrote an article, Live Longer, Better, Wiser. You can't stop normal aging. Now, let me tell you what happens when you don't exercise. When you don't, your muscles let out a steady trickle of chemicals that tell every cell to decay day after day after day after day. This new research reveals surprising facts about our changing bodies. Most aging is just the dry rot we program into our cells by sedentary living, junk food, and stress. Getting into shape may be easier than you think, even if you're wheelchair-bound or in a nursing home. There are a plethora of exercises that are designed just for you. You could sit in a chair. You could sit in a canoe. You don't have to puff, labor, or strain in order to gain benefits. In some cases, moderate exercise is more realistic. It lowers the risk of injury due to high-intensity exercises that many after over the age of 50 fear. I never feared anything. And on a personal note, I came into this world exercising, and I never lost my passion for it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Greg McIntyre is our personal accountant, certified. Log on ahtax@ameritech.net. And email him. He'll be delighted to give you some guidance. Tax time is not too far away. And, of course, you know, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, anger releases toxins into the body. Let me tell you about Reviva Labs, the skincare authority. I've been with them for 40 years, and I still use their products. Log on to my site. There's no airbrushing, no nothing. That's me. What you see is what you get. And I'll tell you a little bit more about Stefan Stressler when I introduce the celebrity authors that were responsible for the PSA. But you could reach him, and you could read more about him on www.reviva, R-E-V-I-V-A-labs.com. And then there's Edith Dam, who is being challenged every single day with her health. But she believes in positive, powerful energy thinking, PEP. Flush toxic and negative thinking down the... Don't you see? You're creating your life. You're creating your garden. It is, her book is Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Did you have trouble paying your bills last month? You've been downsized? Oh, I don't know what you've been done. But how about thinking about your own home-based business? It's a development in you. Log on to Letitia, LETECIA.myshackley.com. Or you could even call me at 847-882-8717. I'll put you in touch with this incredible lady who, in 1978, earning $30,000 a year, went to corporate America and said, I quit. I'm just so tired of making all of you look good. I'm out of here. Adios. And she's in the book Choices. You're going to read the story about Steel Mill Mama, In Memoriam 2013. Bonnie Rooks, your spirit is alive and rocking. And she was possibly the oldest working steelworking woman in the U.S., Canada, and the world. Oh, read her amazing story and choices. Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Soft, hard, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. And if you want a discount, you could get them through me. And there's Rhea. By the way, they come from all over the country. And even Germany. You know, Rhea said, Kathy, in life there are so many roads traveled. And Oh, we have so many choices to make, but the reality is we just got to be me. You out there, you just got to be you. Rhea's journey is inspiring. You'll experience the choices she made that came back to serve her, and choices that came to bite her in the butt. Read the book. You won't be able to put it down. And then there's Chuck. From frozen toes to frozen fingers. He's our provider for insurance and financial services. Integrity, a wealth of experience. Get the book, Choices. Read his story. And by the way, there are photos of all of us. Lee Puttrick. Entrepreneur extraordinaire. Challenges never stopped Lee from achieving her goals. Her desire is to help all ages improve their health and wealth. Right now. She was adopted. You'll love her story. And when you're looking at their photos, be sure and look into their eyes. And then there's Sandy Hutchings, ageless, dynamic diva with panache, purpose, glamour, style, vim, vigor, and vitality. Her passion? It's ownership, and it's reflected in her Florida real estate investment, Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island. More women power? Marilyn Pacella. Mobile drug testing is an on-site service. She comes to you, saving you time and money. She has a history of experience, quality, and character. She said, ain't no way that I'm going to work for someone else. I'm working for me. Log on chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. Thank you, contributing authors, for sharing this vital public service announcement. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And you know that you can be part of it. You know how to reach me. But I want to do a little sidebar. Remember when I talked about iron workers and Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake? Here is a dancer from Sleepy Hollow. Her name is Jasmine. In our area, she became the first American to win a world title in her age group in Pointe Ballet at the International Dance Organization's World Championships held in Poland. It is unbelievable. She started her first dance class at the age of 3. Jasmine is an extremely trained athlete, as much as any gymnast or basketball or football player. It redefined it for me. It's an athletic pursuit rather than dancing on the living room floor. Oh, let me tell you, I've studied ballet. Don't tell me. Listen, all of you, get your kids, even the boys, little girls and boys, get them into the class for coordination. Are you hearing me? For coordination. Invest in them. And even if you're going to form your own home-based business, get the kids involved. Teach them about money, the beauty of money, the power. Teach them how to invest in their lives by being a role model. So what's your passion? It's your life. Just don't sit there. Don't you want a return on your investment? You get it on your money, but aren't you important enough for you to invest in you? I'm going to give you some tips on how to live each day to the fullest. And this is extrapolated from an article that I found. Oh, when was this? Oh, in February. And when an article really resonates with me, I save it. Getting a return on your investment, or ROI, is important when it comes to your finances. But have you ever kept tabs on your return on your investment of your life? Dr. Jane believes it's possible to make changes in your routine that will physically, spiritually, emotionally, and intellectually maximize your life's return on investment. Don't you want to invest in you and get a good return on it? I know that everyone has the dream of getting married, having kids, having the white picket fence, and a lot of money in the bank. Now, Dr. Jane is a physician and author of Optimal Living 360, Smart Decision-Making for a Balanced Life. But if one part of your life is collapsing, it can cause a chain reaction to all the other pieces and really throw you off balance. Dr. Jane lost his entire life savings and then some when he invested heavily in commercial real estate in 2008. Oh, I remember that year. He started gaining weight, not eating well. My cholesterol started going up. It just all came to a head. And boy, that really put a strain on my relationships, friends as well as family. And I withdrew from everyone. You lose faith and ask, why is this happening to me? Eventually, he decided it was time to make some changes by 2011. He was keeping a notebook and doing research on what made him feel better. You do the same thing. Why do you have your pen and pad out when you're on the air with me? So what he did, he started to lose weight. He felt energized. And his whole outlook on life was improving. You see, you could always, it's like the tide. The tide goes out and then it comes back. You could always make more money. Kept a journal, and that's what I'm encouraging you to do. Even when you're in an upset, write it down. Now, here are some of his keys to maximizing your life's return on investment. Assets. This is when people need to tap into their strengths and connect the dots. Everything is connected, so if one thing goes wrong, it affects everything else. When we do what we're good at and what comes easily, we are more satisfied and more confident. Recognize what your strengths are and then find a way to tap into them. At the same time, we need to know what we aren't good at and try to improve on our weaknesses. That will help with getting that balance. Remember baby steps. What's your passion? This is your life, no do-overs. Eliminate, get rid of the yes, but. How am I possibly going to see you at the top if you're still sitting on your butt, your yes butts, no pun intended? Are you just sitting there? Who are you going to invest in? Who are you going to invest in? Listen in tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning. I'll continue on Learn to Invest in Your Own Life, because we're going to change a couple of the habits, and one of them is you are what you eat. Until then, make it a bon appetit day. Au revoir.